Continuing on with our locker room chats, as week 5 of the high school football season is upon us, now we get an opportunity to talk to Centralia head football coach Larry Glatzik. It is brought to you by Community Healthcare System, Blue Valley Technologies, Elmer's Repair and Supply, Wanklin Oil, as well, of course, appreciate all of our great sponsors throughout the course of the year. Well, Centralia getting another big win, now 3-1 overall, three straight wins, 41-16 at home on homecoming night against Valley Heights. Coach, when you look at the overall outlook of that game, you built a lead at the half, 21-8, able to kind of extend it out with the running game once again. Just how pleased were you with your team's performance?
Yeah, we did some good things, Brandon, that I think we improved on, and some things that we didn't do so well, but probably take from that game. I thought our offensive line again blocked well and did some good things, and I think we got better up front. Backs ran hard. Offensively rushed for I think 360 yards, so moved the ball pretty well. Defensively, played well for most of the game. We just had a couple of hiccups and kind of a blown coverage and end up in a score and a option we didn't cover very well that ended up in a score. So two big plays from them were their two touchdowns. So, overall performance, I think kids got a little bit better.
Is it frustrating at times when you have a big win, you see a score like 41-16, on the outside looking in, it's like, oh, well, that's a big win. But then you mentioned right there, just there was that blown coverage on that long touchdown. You gave up another 70-yard touchdown run as well. So, like, there's times in the game where obviously you see some things happen with your team where there is that room for improvement. So as a coach, how do you take those negatives from a positive game overall and kind of work that into next week's practice and just trying to get those little things fixed?
Yeah, that's what it is. You review film and review film and check back and see what you can fix. And it's all fixable errors. That's what I tell the kids, all correctable errors, And we just can't give up a big place. We just need to, make teams drive and down the field and bend but don't break mentality. And that's kind of what we teach. And if we can avoid giving up the big 60-70-yard play, I think we'll be fine.
Yeah, and I know we've talked about the success from your offensive line, multiple times throughout the course of the season, but, I want to talk about your quarterback, Ethan McNally, for a minute. He is a very, very solid athlete, a big body. He's had two very, very good games the last couple of weeks. I've been out there watching you guys, and over 150 yards, a couple of scores this week. He's kind of added a little bit more to the throwing game as well as he tossed another touchdown pass. The progression of him and what you've seen from him so far.
Yeah, he's doing well. He's coming off some injuries in the past years and got an opportunity to be the quarterback this year. And he's taking that well. He's really, really running the ball well. He's getting better at moving and seeing the field, seeing the blocks, passing wise. We don't throw a lot, Brandon, but we throw when we need to, play action pass is good for us. And Ethan's doing a great job of finding receivers. So overall, pleased with his effort so far.
Well, Centralia right now is the top of their district in Class 1A. They'll look to continue that trend this Friday night with a trip to Jeff County North. We will talk about that matchup right after this. Continuing on, we are speaking with Centralia head football coach Larry Glatzik. Our locker room chats continue. It is brought to you by Community Healthcare System, Blue Valley Technologies, Elmer's Repair and Supply, Wanklin Oil Company as well. Coach, you get a very talented Jeff County North team coming up this week. They're off a big win over Horton, 60-3. Their defense prior to that posting two shutouts. So since their first game of the year where they lost 24-22, to Pleasant Ridge, their defense has allowed just 3 points the last 3 weeks. So a very difficult challenge coming up with Jeff County North. What do you see from them on film and the challenges they present this week?
Yeah, Brandon. They got a backfield that's probably as good as we've seen since Rossville, and they got some backs that can move and some can cut, they can run. They see the field extremely well. And a quarterback that can run and throw, so defensively, you know, we've got to be as sharp as we've been all year defensively, and you know, offensively, they got some good sized kids in there, and again, fly around, you know. So I think it's going to be a great challenge for us.
You mentioned the comparison is, you know, maybe not quite up to the Rossville standards, but maybe the best team you've seen in that aspect since the Rossville game. How difficult is it when you have teams like this on the schedule, you know, prepping in practice and trying to replicate potentially what you're going to see?
Yeah, we played, you know, all the way through, Brandon. We played, you know, the likes of, you know, obviously Rossville, and, you know, Troy's a good football team, and Jackson Heights, Valley Heights. You know, we played some good competition. So, you know, GCN's no, you know, right along that same line, I should say. And so, you know, we're excited to play tough competition because, you know, it keeps our kids focused and we get better. You know, we get better when we play teams like this.
And when you obviously look at the magnitude of this game, you sit atop the district right now, and Jeff County North is on the heels coming up, trying to get up there towards the top as well. So obviously a very important game this week. What are going to be the keys in ultimately getting that win on Friday?
Well, you know, controlling that line of scrimmage is always a key for us, Brandon. You know, if we can establish that run and you know, defensively, you know, they're going to run a football. You know, that's their bread and butter is running the football. So, you know, we've got to be able to play assignment football, fill gaps. You know, like I say, they got a good backfield back there. So, you know, if we can control that line of scrimmage, I think it'll be definitely an advantage for us.
Centralia head football coach Larry Glatzik joining us on our Locker Room Chats. It is brought to you by Community Healthcare System, Blue Valley Technologies, Elmer's Repair and Supply, Wanklin Oil Company as well. Centralia gets a tough one. Big district contest coming up on Friday night. They'll make the road trip to Jefferson County North. Coach, as always, thank you so much for your time and good luck this week.
Thank you, Brandon.